In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior. Dear friends, most members of the Christian community in the city of Ephesus were not of Jewish background. They were converted from a Hellenistic religious background. Some, however, were already acquainted with the Old Testament scriptures and were looking forward to the coming of the promised Messiah, coming from King David's royal line, who descended from the tribe of Judah, the great-grandson of Abraham. They learned from scriptures that the Messiah would bring with him blessing not only to Jews, but to all nations and ethnic groups. Still, many believers of Jewish background wrongly but strongly were convinced that Jews and Jews alone qualify as true people of God. Therefore, they held the view that for non-Jews to qualify to become God's people, they must convert to Judaism by having their males circumcised. It took some of the apostles quite a while to understand otherwise. This caused tension and even divisions among members of the Christian church. People of non-Jewish ethnic backgrounds were considered inferior commoners and were identified as Gentiles. When they became Christian, they were treated as second-class members of the church unless the males of their households were circumcised. Friends, the Apostle Paul used to be a fanatical Jew. In fact, he had been convinced that harassing and persecuting followers of Jesus was his God-given right and duty. Like many Jews, he considered the Christian faith a serious danger to his religious and to his ethnic identity. His life, however, was completely turned around after he became a Christian. As he re-examined his views, he realized that, like other Jewish Christians, he was blinded by an ethnic and religious misunderstanding of the Old Testament scriptures. Paul's in-depth study of scriptures over a period of 3 years prepared him to become an important figure within the leadership of the early church. As such, he began a very fruitful effort to unify Christians around a proper understanding of Jesus as the promised Savior who came to bring God's blessing to all nations and not only to ethnic Jews like himself. His teaching convinced the apostles and other leaders of the church that those of non-Jewish ethnic backgrounds do not need to practice the ritual of circumcision. Friends, the apostolic teaching in the second chapter of the letter to the believers in the city of Ephesus says, "So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." Friends, the apostolic teaching beautifully enlightens all true followers of Christ, regardless of their ethnic background, that they are one. They are equally members of the household of faith. They are all members of the same family of God. Christ came to establish a new humanity, a new spiritual nation, the citizens of which come from all ethnic backgrounds. They are all sanctified by Christ's redeeming and cleansing blood. As such, they are all equally identified as saints. The apostolic teaching says to true believers, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Friends, there is one unifying foundation that identifies all true followers of Christ. The apostolic teaching says that they are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. In other words, what all true Christians believe, regardless of ethnic or religious background, must be based on the apostolic teaching of the New Testament, which is based on the prophetic teaching of the Old Testament. The teaching of the New Testament points to Jesus' fulfillment of all that the Old Testament scriptures taught. Friends, both Old and New Testament scriptures are inspired by the Spirit and have one common theme. They are centered and focused on Jesus the Savior, who is the promised divine Messiah. The Spirit of God inspired the scriptures to gather and build up all believers in Christ, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. The apostolic teaching adds, in him, in other words, in Christ, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Dear friends, there is a clear apostolic teaching reflected in all Old Testament and New Testament scriptures. It is about the wonderful and blessed saving design for our lost and confused humanity. The design establishes a unified new humanity, recreated by God's own sovereign Spirit in the new Adam, Jesus, the promised divine Messiah Savior. This is not a religious establishment, but a spiritual structure, a divine temple, which brings together all true believers from all families of the earth. They are one people in one divinely gathered family. They belong to Jesus and to one another. They are God's family, regardless of social class, ethnic, or religious background. Hallelujah.